The tragedy Elmina's Kitchen unfolds within the walls of a floundering West Indian takeout restaurant in London. The play tells the story of Deli, the owner, who struggles to keep his son from falling in with street gangs. British playwright Kwame Kwe Arma is himself the father of three. He's also a singer, political activist, and TV actor. Until recently, he starred in Britain's equivalent of ER. His play Elmina's Kitchen was first staged at England's National Theatre in 2003 and is now playing in Baltimore. I spoke with Kwame Kwe Arma about the play. He said his son was the inspiration.
It's been described as a kind of dark love letter to my eldest boy about choices, about the choices that we make, about the ramifications of what might be a small choice and how that might make manifest in your life. So in many respects, yes, it is a communication to my son and to my sons.
And the main character here is a restaurant owner named Deli.
Yes, that's correct.
Who's trying to do right by his son.
Well, yes, he is. You know, I mean, in a kind of way, Deli has been complacent. He's allowed the kind of resident local bad man to hang out in his restaurant. And in a kind of way, that complacency has led to the glamour, the bad life, kind of rubbing off on his son, Ashley.
Tell me about the scene in the play where Deli, the main character, has finally decided he wants to try and turn his life around.
Deli decides to turn his life around when he is challenged fundamentally by the female character called Anastasia. And Deli's telling her a story about his life. And he presents her, in order to keep her in the restaurant, with a plantain burger. And she eats this and she thinks it's wonderful. And then she says, Deli, are you crazy? This is the way you can change your environment. This is the way you can make this restaurant work. Sell West Indian fast food, the plantain burger. And Deli goes, no, I can't. And she says, yes, you can. He says, no, I can't. She says, I dare you to do it. And he takes the challenge. That's the turning point in the play. When Deli says, I can be someone, not only can I be someone, but that I can make my son respect me. And if he respects me, he will listen to me.
This is obviously set in current times.
Yes.
Do you see it, though, somehow as an age-old tale of a family tragedy?
Well, you know, I would hope. What I try to do with my work is to be culturally specific, to be time specific, but to then try and be universal. And I think there is no greater universal story than a father trying to save the soul of his son. And I think we face those battles quite acutely right now in the black diasporic community. But I think that every community can recognize that.
Well, not to give away too much, but this is not a happy ending play. your character tries. He tries to do the right thing. And it's a pretty tragic story.
Well, the end of the play, for me, is really the reason why I wrote the play. And that's why I wrote it in Aristotle's three-act structure, with the genre being a tragedy. Because it was important for me to say that as an artist, my job is to be a catalyst for a debate. And I wish for the debate to rage in our community, to rage in our country, to rage throughout the world. That this death, that the blood of our youth consecrating the earths of London, of Birmingham, of Baltimore, of Washington, cannot be tolerated, and that we must find solutions. It is a tragedy because I find my community, our nation, to be under siege, to be in a tragic situation that must find a way of being superseded.
When you return to London, I understand you're going to be playing the role of the main character, Deli.
Yes.
I'd love to ask you to read a passage from Elmina's Kitchen.
Okay.
It's toward the end. Deli's son, Ashley, has just burned down the competing restaurant across the street. Why don't you set this up for us, if you don't mind?
This section happens at the end of the play, when Deli, the father, is speaking to Ashley, his son. And he has just informed on the resident bad man, which is Digger. And Ashley goes crazy. And he says, you know, where are you going to go in the world and not have to look over your shoulder? To which Deli says, is that not better than being in prison? And Ashley says, it's still prison, just bigger cells. To that, Deli replies, "Well, I've been in a cell, son, and it's not very nice. Each generation is supposed to top the previous one. If I have to die on the streets to get you out of their runnings, wouldn't I be doing my job?"
You've said that your son liked the play and told you once he was having an Elmina moment.
That's correct.
What was
That's
that moment?
Correct. Well, you know, again, as I said, as you said, you know, after the play, you know, the play has a lot of language in it, so I was unsure whether I should bring my son, but I figured as I wrote it for him, I probably should. And, you know, at the end of the show, he was like, "Yeah, Dad, that's great, that's great." And then about 8 months later, he came up to me and said, "Dad, I was in the playground today, and this guy, man, and he just kept on pushing me and pushing me and pushing me, and I kind of rolled up my fist, and I was about to land a big one on him, and I went, this is an Elmina moment. If I hit him, what have I done? I've allowed him to drag me in. And if I hit him, he's going to fall. And you know what? It's better that I just pull myself back and make another decision." And that, for me, was probably one of the most beautiful things that he could possibly have said to me about my work.
Kwame Akwe Arma, his play Elmina's Kitchen is now on stage at Baltimore's Center Stage Theater. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for asking to speak to me. We run out.